Hi, this is Mark, and welcome back to another edition of the Candle Shore Podcast. Today I'm working with my iPhone 3GS with VoiceOver. I'm really excited about this new program called Jibigo, and I'll spell it for you. It's J-I-B-B, that's boy, boy, I, G as in George, O. And it's an English to Spanish, Spanish to English translation. And I'm going to be working with version 1.39 that just got released yesterday. By the way, I look on the website and I see that they now have English to Japanese and Japanese to English. It costs approximately $25 from the iTunes store. The wonderful thing about this program is that it is real-time live translation. Let's see how it works. It's really quite fascinating. Okay, I'm at my what we call launch pad or home screen on my iPhone. I'm going to touch the icon with VoiceOver.
Jibigo.
I'm going to launch the application.
Jibigo. Please select language pair.
It's asking me to select the language pair. Now, it gives me a couple of choices. I guess it will depend on where you are and what language you are using. I'm going to be choosing the United States, California to Spanish.
English. ACA. Spanish.
Program is now launching. Okay, the program is launched. There are a couple of features here that you can use with regards to typing in text in both Spanish and English. And since that's pretty much self-explanatory, I really want to talk just about the live verbal translation from English to Spanish, Spanish to English. Okay, when I touch the top half of the screen,
text field English, ACA, hello.
The first thing it comes up with is the word hello. This is a sample word that comes up. I haven't spoken anything into the application whatsoever. If I want to hear hello in Spanish, at the bottom of the screen, I'm going to touch the lower left-hand side.
It's recognition Spanish button.
It says recognition Spanish, and if I were going to speak in Spanish, I would tap and hold that button and then release it after I speak. The next button to the right of it, though.
Speak Spanish button.
Speak Spanish. So I'm going to go ahead and press that.
Hola.
Said hola. Now, it may be a little tricky in short words because VoiceOver is on, and so they'll kind of speak at the same time. So what I'm going to do is mute VoiceOver for a minute.
Speech off.
And now I'm going to press that button.
Hola.
Hola. All right. I'm going to put VoiceOver back on.
Speech on.
Here's how it works. I have the two buttons. I touch the lower left-hand side of the screen. If I were going to speak Spanish, I would press this button. Listen.
Speech recognition Spanish.
Speech recognition Spanish. Above that button, about halfway in the middle of the screen, is the one for English.
Speech recognition English.
Speech recognition English. And that's telling me that if I wanted to have English translated into Spanish, I'm just going to press and hold this button and it will translate it. So let's see what happens. I'm going to press and hold the button and speak.
Speech recognition English. ACA. Button.
My name is Mark.
Mi nombre es Mark.
Pretty neat. So there you go. Mi nombre es Mark. And if I wanted to actually see the text, I can actually touch the top part of the screen.
Text field English. ACA. My name is Mark.
So that way I could actually edit that if it hadn't interpreted it correctly. And if I want to hear what it would sound like in Spanish again, now press the Speak Spanish button.
Mi nombre es Mark.
Let's try another sentence.
It's recognition English. ACA. Button.
Today is Saturday.
Hoy es sábado.
And that's really all there is to it. And of course it works both ways. Now I don't speak Spanish. What can I say in Spanish without sounding crazy? Oh, sí, señor. How's that? Okay, here we try that one. Sí, señor.
Yes, sir.
There you go. Yes, sir. That's about as much Spanish as I can do. I hope you enjoyed this short demonstration. I think this is a wonderful program, and I want to give a special thanks to the programmers for making it more VoiceOver accessible. This is Mark Taylor for Candle Show reminding you to make a joyful noise, and I'll see you back here soon. Take care. Bye-bye.